Thanks, Bob. Hopefully you all can hear me okay. So the paper really is just a list of basic, you know, ideas and issues to keep in mind when you're drafting contracts. And so starting off just very basic is the subject matter of the agreement and the representation. And what we mean there, and what I think is really important, and what I tell students is know your client's business. Especially for contract drafting, I think that's so important to understand what your client does. And so I used an example in the paper I was in a position a few months ago where I'm actually reviewing a manufacturing agreement for a client. They're a food manufacturer. I don't know how that process works. And so I wanted to spend some time just educating myself on what they do as a food manufacturer. What do I need to be looking for in this agreement when I review it? And so I think knowing your client's business is really important. And part of that, as you're learning it and you're thinking through this process of a contract, either writing or reviewing, is I like to think of kind of imagining the parties performing from start to finish. What are the steps that they need to take to effectuate the deal that they have reached? And so very basically, what are the actions that the parties have to take? When do they need to take them? How do they do it? Where do they do it, if that's important? And then who takes those actions? And so again, keeping it very high level, but I think, you know, as we practice longer and longer and we do these exercises over and over again, it's easy to lose sight of kind of holding on to these basic issues. And when you do that, those are the issues that come and bite you or could. And so just like I said, I think it's really important to think about as you're getting into some type of contract review or contract drafting, taking that step back and saying, do I know enough about my client's business? And then let me think about how the parties are going to perform from start to finish and make sure that I'm addressing those steps and building in that process into the contract. I think, Bob, you're going to talk about the client.
Well, I am, but I don't really feel that I need to too much because I think George and Bill did a great job of talking about, I think it's always critical to know. And when I get pulled into a deal, one of the first things I want to see is the engagement letter. But I think that, know who you're taking instructions from and who you have a confidential relationship with. But on that question, I think that the two masters have handled it already today.
So then next is knowing your role in the transaction. So are you drafting the contract or you're the party on base to draft the contract and send it over to the other party for review? Are you reviewing the contract? So somebody else has taken that first step and now you're looking at it and reviewing it from your client's perspective. Are you amending a document? So knowing exactly what the client is asking you to do, are you just rendering an opinion on a contract that maybe has already been executed? So it's obviously very important to know what the client is asking you to do. This kind of actually goes back into what we were just talking about is, the subject matter of the agreement, but just understanding the deal and what the parties want to achieve. What's very important, I think, there is finding out what communications have already occurred between the parties before you came on board. 99% of the time, your client has probably already had communications with the party that they're contracting with or they want to contract with. And if you're reviewing the agreement or you're drafting it, you need to know what those communications have been so that you are pulling in everything that the parties have discussed. Or addressing those issues with your client. If they've had some discussions that you think, oh, that's going to raise legal issues in the contract, we need to talk about them ahead of time so that each party is aware of how we're handling this issue. But knowing, your role in the transaction and what you're being asked to do, and then knowing that deal, understanding exactly what the deal is, because obviously you don't want to spend time on something that's not the deal, or not what the client's asking you to do. So having a clear understanding of what you're being asked to do and the deal that you're being asked to do.